Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show, and this the year of 2020. Welcome back. We are glad to have you, and as 2020 leaves us, we get ready for a new year. A lot of football tomorrow, basketball tomorrow, a lot of NFL and playoff implication football coming up this weekend. We'll be back at it again on Monday. Got the best of coming up tomorrow. Evan Heffelfinger is going to be hosting the program, and in addition to that, going to have Mike Clemens for a little while tomorrow as well, previewing the Packers and the Bears. But just a little while ago, we know that Snacks Harrison has been acquired by the Green Bay Packers. He was telling Seattle that he didn't really want to play football anymore. Seattle cuts him loose. Packers immediately grabbed him. He tweets out, bingo, as if maybe he was thinking, well, if I get let go and the Packers really want me, maybe they'll pick me up and I can play for a team that's got a legitimate shot at winning a Super Bowl. But nevertheless, Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, just met with the media a little while ago and talked about that, among other things. Let's take a listen as to what the head coach had to say. There you go. Deeply compelling questions. coaches and such, they usually don't have a lot of time for partying. They may have a beer, say hello, eat some pizza, and call it a day. As it's almost a 24/7 job when it comes to coaching in the NFL, especially a team that's ready to head off into the postseason the way the Packers are. But some good news: it's Snacks Harrison, most likely going to be suiting up for the game, this contest coming up against the Bears. But as he said, look, the defense, I don't want to say they figured it out, but they need to stay consistent and, you know, the same, so to speak. They need to continue to swarm after the ball. Montgomery's a good back, as he stated. They've started to use him a lot more. They're using that run game to set up the pass. The pass has become play action. They've put Mitch Trubisky on the run. So he's going to make bad decisions. Mitch is going to give you two or three. Always does. But you got to capitalize. And if you don't and you allow him to get outside the pocket and start throwing the ball around, he can hurt you. So I'm not saying that the Packers are in jeopardy of losing this contest, because I think they're by far the better team, but you can't take the Bears lightly either. You gotta kind of keep your foot on them and the heel on the throat, so to speak, and put them where they belong. You got to put them down and put them down early, and then just keep grinding on them, and then walk away and hopefully as healthy as you can possibly be, and then get yourself ready for a two-week contest against whomever. So there you go, head coach Matt LaFleur. The Green Bay Packers. Let's do this. We'll step away. We'll take a quick break. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, the co-host of Mully and Haw, 670 The Score out of Chicago, David Haw. Going to hear that conversation. Really good conversation. We're going to hear that conversation coming up, talking about this matchup between the Bears and the Packers. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show, the final one of 2020, coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Can we forget about the things?
Welcome back to the program. Glad to have you. Final show, the Bill Michaels Show for the year of 2021. Getting you ready for the Packers and the Bears. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, we are going to be hearing from our good friend down there in Chicago, David Haw, co-host of the Mully and Haw Show on 670 The Score in Chicago. So that is coming up here in just a little bit. I had some people that had gotten a hold of me that said, hey, can you run through the scenarios again for all the different playoff ramifications? I will, because there's a lot to absorb, okay? The first contest is the noon kickoff, the Cowboys and the Giants. And raise a hand if you're going to be watching this game, paying attention to it. There's a lot of people wanting to see if Mike McCarthy is going to be capable of getting his team into the postseason. I said how cool it would be for the Packers to face the Cowboys at Lambeau Field. Think about that. So the winner of this game between the Cowboys and the Giants, Cowboys at 6-9, Giants at 5-10, the winner of this game will be the NFC East champ if Washington loses to Philadelphia on Sunday night. Washington knows they have to win. They win and they're in. They lose and they're done. Philadelphia with Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson, to say he was getting agitated with the media would be maybe a little bit of an understatement. Basically, he sounded a lot like Mike McCarthy pounding the podium, saying, I'm a highly successful NFL coach, saying, look, I've won a Super Bowl here. I didn't suddenly forget how to coach. They've got a lot of different things going on in Philadelphia right now, but he's got some heat. They turned the heat up on him. So he's trying to win this last game just to say, okay, we ended on a high note, and we're going to try to propel us into 2021 season with that. In the meantime, there's going to be a game that's going to be played in the afternoon, and that's the Cardinals and the Rams. Now, the Cardinals can clinch his playoff spot if they win, okay? And then if they win, and then obviously the Rams can clinch one with a win or a loss by the Bears. So if the Cardinals win, they're in. If they lose, they got to hope the Bears lose as well, okay? If the Bears lose, then that means the Cardinals and the Rams are in. If the Bears win, if the Bears lose, the Cardinals still have to win, and they're in. If they lose, then the likelihood of them, if the Bears lose, the Cardinals still have a chance to get in, but nevertheless, the Cardinals can clinch a playoff spot with a win. The Rams can clinch a playoff spot with a win and a loss by the Bears. Okay, follow me? In the meantime, you've got to the Steelers and the Browns. Now, the Browns are going to make the playoffs with a win. Okay, they could also clinch a wild card spot where they lost by the Colts or the Titans and wins by the Ravens and the Dolphins and the Colts. Okay, you follow me? The Steelers have already locked up that AFC North, and they're likely to be the 2 or 3 seed, depending on what happens with Buffalo. And the Steelers are going to be sitting a lot of guys. Meanwhile, the Browns are dealing with COVID right now because they had to shut their facilities down again today. They've got some coaches and players with COVID. Then you've got, as I had mentioned, the Dolphins and the Bills. Now, the Bills, they've already clinched the AFC East, and they're likely to be the 2 or 3 seed, depending on what happens with Pittsburgh. If they win, they'll be the 2 seed. If they lose, then chances are they'll be the 3 seed. But the Dolphins now have found out that Ryan Fitzpatrick not going to be playing in this game. He's got COVID. He tested positive, unless it comes back that it was a false positive. But even then, he's got to test again. He's got to test clean twice. So we'll wait and see. In the meantime, the Dolphins got to come up to Buffalo and face the Bills, a red-hot Bills team. So we'll see what happens, okay? And then you've got the Ravens on the road against the Bengals. Now, the Ravens are going to take a playoff spot with a win. They could also clinch a wild card spot if the Browns or the Colts lose. And the Bengals, they're just out of contention. We know that. In the meantime, there's a lot of ramifications on this game with the Packers and the Bears. Now, the Bears can make the playoffs with a win. They could also clinch a wild card spot if the Cardinals lose. So even if the Bears lose, if the Cardinals lose to the Rams, then the Bears are still in. Now, the Packers, as we all know, they're the favorite to be the number one seed in the NFC East, and they could clinch that just by simply beating the Bears. Meanwhile, the Titans and the Titans are going to clinch the AFC South title with a win. They could also clinch a wild card spot if the Ravens, Colts, or Dolphins lose. the Texans out of contention. It really doesn't matter for them. And the Colts, pretty much the same thing. The Colts need to win this game and have either the Titans, Ravens, Browns, or Dolphins lose to make the playoffs. If the Colts win and the Titans lose, Indianapolis then clinches the AFC South title. Meanwhile, the Jacksonville Jaguars are already, salivating over Trevor Lawrence in the draft. And then I had mentioned before that Washington, 6-9 on the road against the Eagles. If the Washington Redskins or Washington football team, wins, they're in. If they lose, they're out. So it's that simple, because that's the way the craptastic NFC East, or NFC Least as they've dubbed it, kind of shakes out. So many things going on. So many different playoff scenarios. And then obviously seeding is going to be a part of all of this. So it's all going to be broken down on Sunday morning. But it's just, that's kind of a look at some of the more important games going on this weekend for many different reasons. But it's going to be an exciting final weekend in football. And then I had mentioned you also have a good college football coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow it kicks off with the early game, which is going to be Cincinnati. An undefeated Cincinnati team who felt that they should have been in the Final Four, taking on an SEC team in Georgia, down in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. You've got Northwestern out of the Big Ten in the Verbo Citrus Bowl. That's going to be taking place at Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. Northwestern taking on Auburn, again, a Big Ten team and an SEC team. Then you get into the bigger games, and that being number one Alabama and number four Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl. That's going to be at AT&T Stadium down in Dallas. Then you've got the other big game, which is going to be Ohio State and Clemson. That's going to be later that night in the Allstate Sugar Bowl, and that's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium down in New Orleans in Louisiana. The winner of the Ohio State-Clemson game will then take on the winner of the Alabama-Notre Dame game for the national title game a week from Monday. So hopefully you got all of that. But a lot of different, a lot of good stuff coming up this week, and I'm really excited for it. Hopefully you are as well. When we come back, he is the co-host of the Mullion Haw Show on 670 The Score in Chicago, David Haw. You're going to hear that conversation coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face, high behind your collarbone is done in vain. Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take your time.
Welcome back. We are glad you are with us. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out with us, not just today, but all year long, as 2020 has been a difficult time, and we've gotten through quarantines, and we've gotten through COVID, and we've gotten through, you know, bubbles, and just a lot of terms that we don't want to hear anymore. Social distancing is a term that we don't want to hear anymore, you know? Now it's going to last into 2021, I understand that, but 2021, we got to turn the corner, right? Got to figure we're going to turn the corner, so it's going to happen. However, when we were talking earlier, David Haw, co-host of the Mullion Haw Show on 670 The Score in Chicago, you can find him at David Haw, H-A-U-G-S, or H-A-U-G-H, I should say, excuse me, H-A-U-G-H. Join us. He's the co-host down there on 670 The Score, and I've been listening to them talk a lot about the Bears and the matchup with the Packers coming up this weekend at Soldier Field, and there seems to be a thought, a flavor, if you will, that this is that 10th anniversary, the Packers making their run, and obviously the Bears, they beat the Bears to get into the postseason. And then ultimately the Bears lost to the Packers in the NFC Championship game down at Soldier Field. The Bears are hoping to return the favor that maybe if the Packers lose this game, they allow the Bears to awaken and there still could be a championship game at Lambeau Field. So we'll have to wait and see. But that being said, I talked with David Haw about all the theories and about how some fans are thinking the 10-year anniversary, this is the Bears' year to shine. That conversation from earlier today, take a listen.
Those were the people who might have started drinking a little early. New Year's. Level of confidence isn't necessarily real high, if you ask me, Bill. I have to say this. You have to give credit to the Bears for turning things around. You know, they realized that there needed to be some changes. They realized the identity needed to be addressed. And Matt Nagy gave up play calling duties, and we know what happened after that. They pared things down. They put Mitchell Trubisky back at quarterback, and the offensive line, which I think has been the biggest source of the improvement, it stabilized that offense. But I think everything is relative. You have to keep in mind that they've done this this mini resurgence against the bottom five defenses in the NFL, and they've done this against teams that don't have a lot to play for. That changes Sunday, and I think that little Green Bay is going to be a big challenge for the Bears. And I think offensively, you saw the last time they played just how limited this group can be when they lack balance. I think that will be better. I think the offense will be better for the Bears. But I really think overall, the biggest problem we're going to see on Sunday is, look, what Aaron Rodgers is doing is special and extraordinary. And it's his 20-5 record against the Bears speaks for itself. But I think the biggest challenge for the Bears is stopping the running game. And I think until they're able to do that, they don't even have a chance to hope that Rodgers may be somebody that will have an off day. I'm not sure they're going to be able to stop the Packers on the ground.
I know that Akeem Hicks was out of this last contest, and they put up 163 yards between Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. Now, he is ailing and was not at practice through their walkthrough yesterday. Any word as to whether or not he's going to be back? Because they're a different team when he's in the trenches.
Yes, absolutely they are. And we saw the same dynamic with Hicks against the Vikings when he came out. Dalvin Cook started running the football a lot better against that defense. He's likely to play, I think. I guess it would be a surprise. He has been taking, a day off during practice, a Veterans Day. He does have the hamstring issue, which continues to be, I think, an issue for him. But I guess I would be really surprised, given the stakes and knowing Hicks and understanding what he'd be playing for on Sunday. I think he's going to be in the middle of that defense. He's not been as big of a problem. The Bears have not really tackled well, and they've been too easy to move. And they really have missed Eddie Goldman all year against the run, and their edge rushers have not been as explosive or disruptive as they needed to be. And just overall, their entire run defense has been softer than you would expect from this Bears defense, and softer certainly than they can afford it to be on Sunday.
Mitch Trubisky, over the last five games since coming back, his completion percentage is over 68%, and he's got a 99.3 quarterback rating. I mean, what I see is they're using the run and utilizing the run so much more. They're putting him on the move, moving the pocket, and also it's almost like they've taken a couple of pages out of the Packers playbook. Run some play action, get guys in motion, move some things around. Is this something that has been embraced since Lazor took over the play calling from Matt Nagy, and the fact that it puts Mitchell Trubisky in the best possible situation to be successful?
Without question, you just described it well. And I think what's been frustrating for Bears fans and a lot of us here in Chicago who have been observing the Bears since Matt Nagy came in 2018 is why it took so long for them to grasp the obvious. This is a quarterback that was not a good fit for the scheme that Matt Nagy brought to Chicago. Now, they got by in 2018 because I think they had a spectacular defense. But he was erratic and inconsistent at times, and even that season when they went to the playoffs. But what's happened over the course of the last year and a half until he got benched against the Falcons earlier this year was they were asking him to do things that weren't necessarily accentuating his strengths. And his strengths are that he is a pretty good athlete, and he is better and more accurate, which has been his biggest biggest problem. But he's more accurate when he's moving. He's a quarterback that likes to be in rollouts and boots and things that take advantage of a play-action passing game. And Bill Lazor's done a better job since taking over play-calling duties, I think, of kind of playing to those strengths. And I guess you have to give Matt Nagy credit, even though a lot of people want to still give him blame for not grasping this earlier. But you have to give Matt Nagy credit for when the Bears were desperate in the midst of that losing streak, the six-game losing streak that defined this year, he figured that, okay, desperate times call for desperate measures. The scheme no longer matters or doesn't matter as much. We're going to finally do what we should have done a long time ago and tailor the game plan around this guy's talent.
I guess over the last five contests, is this kind of buying into fool's gold? The only win the Bears have, obviously, is over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers had 11 penalties for over 100 yards, and it even took Tom Brady forgetting how many downs there were. at the end of the ball game to kind of put the kibosh on their drive. So, you know, is this because they're beating up on bad teams right now? See, I've always said, look, if you're a good team, that's exactly what it is you're supposed to do, and you don't apologize for it. But is it kind of buying into fool's gold if you start to look at Mitch Trubisky and go, yeah, he's the quarterback we thought he was going to be when they drafted him years ago?
Could be, but, you know, you look around the league and you see that the bar is pretty low to have a serviceable NFL starting quarterback, and I think that's mm-hmm. really all the Bears have ever wanted him to be, as long as they're provided their defense plays as well as it can and play. But there's an element of fool's gold involved in what's going on here in Chicago. I think that you have to have an awareness of that. Look, this is the NFL, as you know well, Bill. I mean, it legislates parity, and the expanded playoff field has changed the tenor of discussions in places like, you know, the Bears in Chicago this week and the Cardinals in Arizona. There are opportunities that, you know, might not be as enticing or as possible under the old format. So we're getting a little carried away, maybe a little ahead of ourselves, but we're also balancing that here in Chicago with the reality of when you look around the league and you start to weigh the alternatives for the Bears in the future at the position. The funny thing is that Mitch Trubisky might be your best option in 2021, and he has an opportunity on Sunday to remove the doubt. He also has a chance that he could, you know, reinforce some of the skeptics that think that he is not the guy. He has a lot riding on Sunday's outcome. If he plays well, he will take the Bears into the playoffs if they can win this game, and he'll change the entire narrative and maybe the course of his career. If he stinks and he throws three picks and they get blown out, like it's entirely possible, then I think that's going to make a decision easier for whoever is making those decisions at Halas Hall.
Talking with David Haw, the Mulligan Haw Show at 670 The Score down in Chicago, talking some Bears football. That was going to be my next question, because let's just say they lose this game, but Arizona loses and they still get into the postseason. Yeah, it's. I don't want to say it's backing in, but it, you know, that's going to be the narrative, you know, coming into that next contest. But do you ignore the full body of work, or do you just look at the recent and then, you know, like you said, who's going to be calling those shots? Is it going to be Ryan Pace or somebody else? And then, obviously, is Matt Nagy still going to be there? I mean, I don't. It's hard for me to look over the last five games and go, okay, all the problems are corrected and it's exactly what we expected it to be eventually. It's hard for me to say that, and I think, you know, that's why you're looking at a helicopter view saying, let's see the entire body of work and then make a judgment before we say, okay, by the way, they figured all these things out. I just thought, you know, 5 weeks ago, it was a no-brainer. Trubisky wasn't coming back, Foles wasn't coming back, Nagy wasn't coming back, Pace shouldn't come back, and then you should just kind of write it off and say we're going into a rebuild. You know what I mean?
I definitely know what you mean, and we have changed the discussion here in town because of what the Bears have done the last several weeks and put themselves in this position. And if they do back into the playoffs, which is exactly what they would be doing under that scenario, and you know, the Rams could beat the Cardinals very well with that defense, and the mm-hmm. Bears could get blown out by the Packers and still have a playoff game to play. And then you're like, now what? Well, I do think you'd have to take almost a case-by-case basis and look at each guy objectively. You know, Ryan Pace, the Bears have yet to win a playoff game since he's been the general manager. You referenced 10 years ago. That's the last time the Bears won a playoff game. Yep. in the 2010 season. Matt Nagy, if he got to playoffs two out of his first 3 years, that's historically good in Chicago. So I think he would probably be safe. Trubisky, it depends on how he plays in the biggest game of the year, I think. So I think Pace, if the Bears back into the playoffs after losing Sunday, might be in the most jeopardy. Although you have to, you know this, Bill, from being around for a long time, the McCaskies probably don't have a great appetite for change in the midst of a pandemic, like a lot of NFL ownership groups. So you have to factor that in as well. So there are a lot of unanswered questions, and I think Sunday will bring us a little bit closer to that, even though I would expect there to be, we're closer, if I had to, you know, percentage-wise, we're probably 60-40 to having no change in the Bears embracing the status quo, but I think a lot depends on what goes on Sunday.
David, what's it like down there right now? I remember as we sit here and talk about this 10 years ago, man, we were heading down to Soldier Field for an NFC Championship game. I remember I was working for the network at the time. It was just electric. I did a pep rally for the Packers fans over at the Hyatt. We ended up doing some stuff over at House of Blues that same night. The town was on fire. I mean, they were starting to tailgate at like 6 a.m. I mean, what is it like down there right now?
You know, it's just kind of sad because it just all season there's not been – it's interesting, and the Bears have, you know, been relevant, and we talk about them, and, you know, we can do our jobs, and certainly there's a lot of interest because the Bears are to Chicago what the Packers are to Green Bay, and we, you know, you love the rivalry and you love all the tradition and everything the NFL season represents. But, you know, it is different without the fans, without the Sunday rituals, without the weekly sort of calling to the stadiums. And so you miss a little bit of the buzz. And I think that this week has been, I think we're just grateful. You keep things in perspective that you're allowed and able to talk about the Bears in week 17, because there was a time during the 6-game losing streak, it was like, okay, this is playing out the string. And now we're going to be in coaching searches and executive searches and talking about what's next for a miserable franchise stuck in reverse. And I just don't, so they salvaged some of that good feeling, and it's just not going to be the same this year. We know what this year has been, and in every NFL city, and Chicago is no different.
David, you guys stay safe down there. I look forward to the next time we all get together for maybe one of those simulcasts like we did last season, and hopefully everybody's just back and we get back to a normal way of life in 2021, pal, okay?
I missed the broad stop too, Bill. Happy New Year, and enjoy Sunday. Take care.
There you go. David Haugh, co-host of Mully and Haugh on 670 The Score in Chicago. Yeah, it was last year when we did the simulcast where both the flagship station out of Milwaukee, our 1250 AM station, and the Bears, flagship station, or I should say the Bears, but the Score out of Chicago, 670 The Score of Chicago, we both broadcast. We kind of met in the middle, and that was at the broad stop down in Kenosha. We had it was such a fun time. We had a great time down there hanging out, and everybody was kind of, you know, back and forth on each other's shows, and it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. So really looking forward to at some point maybe hooking up and doing that all over again. When we come back, we got some emails to get to, got some reaction over on Facebook, and then we wrap up the last show for the Bill Michaels Show in the year of 2020, the year that we so quickly want to on one point forget, and on the other hand we're going to remember, depending on what the outcome of Sunday's contest is and how far the Packers go into the postseason. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. One final segment to go right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers have claimed Damon Snacks Harrison off of waivers. The 6'3", 350-pound defensive lineman played about 20 snaps per game for 6 weeks with the Seahawks before informing them on Monday that he wanted to be released. He'd spent a month on the Seattle practice squad before they activated him.
I knew it was going to take hard work and it was going to take some time. So, you know, once the work became a little more than I had expected, I wasn't going to run from it.
Snacks Harrison played for the Lions for a couple of seasons. Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari.
How good is he?
He's a good player. He's for being just a guy, a run stopper that can give you a great presence in the middle. And he's a very smart player, very instinctive, and he's garnered the accolades. All that has been earned for him.
The Packers face the Bears Sunday at Soldier Field. Chicago with a shot at a wild card spot. Green Bay hoping to get a bye in the postseason. Aaron Rodgers.
We both have something to play for. We're playing for the one seed. They're playing for their playoff lives. So there's a lot at stake for both squads. You know, we got after them a few weeks ago. They've been playing a lot better since then. We know what kind of game it's going to be.
That's Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome, final segment of the Bill Michaels Show for 2020, a year in which, for the most part, we want to forget. On the other hand, we had a lot of exciting times, sports-wise, a lot of change in social justice, a lot of negativity in an election, but 2021, just it's got to be better, you know, knock on wood, it just has to be. Out of all the anxiety and all the anger and all the finger-pointing and and such that came out of 2020. It was an ugly year. It gave us time to sit on social media and just kind of nitpick everything. And we didn't get out and live our lives. We just kind of sat back and waited. And hopefully 2021 is a new year. We're looking forward to the start of it. Hopefully the Packers get a win on Sunday. Greetings from Fort Myers, Florida. Our buddy Tom from Oshkosh, when he's normally here, he's down in Fort Myers. 77 degrees. He said, I like the Packers in a fairly tight game, 27-17. Going to be the hardest fought game of the year. Bears have everything to lose. Love the show. That's our buddy Tom. This one's from Brad in Sturgeon Bay. I think the Packers are going to win, but not as dominant as they have been, maybe 27-17. The key to dominate time of possession by running the ball effectively, forcing the Bears to play catch up. There's that one. Let's see here. What else do we have? Over on the Facebook fan page, quite a few people chiming in over there with a great recent pickup off the waivers of Snacks Harrison, going to shore up the run defense, Pettine improving his crew in that area. I think you guys are spot on. The Bears are going to seem to have solved a few issues, but so have we. If Rodgers remains on fire, he has the potential to pick the Bears apart. Packers get the win. This one's from Andrews. His Packers 38-17. Close game in the first half, and then Mitch turns back into Mitch and throws a couple of late INTs, and Zadarius forces a fumble. Turnovers will be the dictator. You've got this one is from Dan, who says it all comes down to protection. The offensive line has to protect Aaron Rodgers. Blueprint was the Tampa Bay game. Randy says, I like the way you think, Bill. Aaron Rodgers in this contest, winning the MVP, 27 of 34, 287 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, wins it all. Predictions for Sunday's game, 35-20, Packers by 15, which is the same score that I predicted. Matt says 21-14. The Bears bring some pressure from everywhere and frustrate Rodgers. They get a late game win. That's from Matt. Matt predicting the Bears to win. Steve says 38-17 with zero injuries would be perfect. And then another one says 31-17, Packers dominate. Let's not forget who the Bears have beaten over the last few weeks. The only good win for the Bears was against Tampa Bay all season. Mitch will turn back in to Mitch. So that's it. We wrap up 2020 on the Bill Michaels Show. For everybody involved, Radio Joe Zanzola, Sam Schmitz, Evan Heffelfinger, myself, everybody, we hope that you have a tremendous New Year's tonight. Stay safe. If you are going out, if you're staying at home, enjoy yourself. We got a lot of good college football coming up tomorrow, and then we've got a lot of playoff-implicated football in the NFL coming up on Sunday. And don't forget the Green and Gold postgame show immediately following Green Bay and Chicago. Gary Ellerson and I will be back in the new year to get your reaction to that contest and set you up for the postseason. Time for us to get out of here. Have a good one. See ya.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.